internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time for the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am your host, the Stephen Roy. It is the 3rd of May, 2025. May the 4th be with you. I chuckled there at the beginning because... Oh, so funny. I don't even remember why. I can't remember 5 seconds ago, but I can remember 50 years ago. Yeah! I'll think of it as the show goes on. I got some great music queued up for you. We're going to talk about that and so much more on the Rumble. And the great music I will play for you right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Oh, I remember. I had a guy contact me and he goes, he kept asking me to send him MP3s and he's like 85 years old. And I'm like, sir. Here is the link to my podcast. If you go to my X, which was way too much information, the tweeter. Do you remember the tweeter, Mr. Grandpa? If you go there, you can watch my Rumble. You can see I have a great face for radio. You can listen to my podcast. So he said, oh, okay, I listen. You're a rock jock. I'm like... What is a rock jock? Is that so? I play rock music and then I go, yeah. I mean, what is a rock jock? That is just the stupidest thing I ever heard. You know, I did have a program director years ago say, "Well, you're too sing-songy. You're too sing-songy for us." You know what sing-songy means? A sing-songy means you talk like this. And then we go to hold it up. Yeah, you know, your voice goes up and down. I guess that's sing-song. I don't know. I'm just Stephen Roy, okay? If you've listened to me for a long time, if you listen to me a long time, like Austin in North Carolina, like Lenny from Puerto Rico, like so many people that have listened to me all over the country, all over the world, really, you know, this is just me. I'm not putting on airs. I'm not putting on a show. You know how I get? You know how much I get paid to do this? Zilch, nada, zero, niet. Could I do it for $250,000 a year? Certainly I could. Then I'd actually put show prep into it. I do have actually a little show prep for today, a little bit. Just got done working in the yard. Took a shower. And I'm parched. Actually, the weather is beautiful in West Texas today. Just absolutely perfect. So let's go ahead and turn and do the Rumble. You'll hear the audio is a little lower because it's like you're only hearing from the side of my mouth like this. Take off the headphones, Tiba. Blow your nose so you don't do that on the Rumble, which is great radio. No, yeah, blowing your nose, farts, burps. That's all great radio. Here we go. Seems like I got a little brighter than I usually do, but that's okay. Welcome to the Rumble for May 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name. I've actually thought of several really good bits that would be for a radio station should I be hired... in the near future. But as D always tells me, don't give away all your secrets. I'm not. I mean, I have all kinds of ideas for great promotions for TV or radio stations. I've got ideas for great bits for radio stations, especially major market stations, but I'm not going to give them now. Why would I give all my secrets? I can even see having an interview at a major market station, and the interviewer, well, give me some ideas. Give them the ideas for bits. They don't hire me because they don't want to pay nothing, even at a major market. And then they use the bits. You know what that would be? That would be catching. Because I would hire a lawyer if you steal my ideas and then try to take credit for them on a major market radio station. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it went viral. It was our idea. No, it wasn't. It was Steven's idea. That's right. Anywho, we got a lot to talk about on today's Rumble. I saw some great stuff that just rolled in, like this one. Massive January 6th update. The DOJ has settled with Ashley Babbitt's family. Now, that's not going to bring her back. But there, that cop that shot her is criminally negligent. She was not a threat. She's like a 4'11", 90-pound little woman. And a big dude that's my size shoots her dead in the head at almost point-blank range. Nothing happens to him. He gets a medal. No, sir. You do not deserve a medal. You deserve... Let's reverse the roles. Ashley was black. The capital cop was white. What do you think would happen? They would have been burning down Washington, D.C. Mayor Bow Wow would do nothing about it. I was even thinking about Mayor Bow Wow this week. Because I applied for a job at a major market Washington, D.C. station. Not going to mention the station. What if they heard me say Mayor Bow Wow? What, are you trying to say she's ugly? No, she's not ugly. It's just a play on words, right? And then I was thinking, where have I heard that before? Ba-ba-mow-mow, ba-ba-mow-mow. That was the Beach Boys, right? Funniest sound I ever heard. Ba-ba-mow-now, ba-ba-mow. Now, I'm not a good singer, okay? I admit I suck. So you can laugh all you want. But do you remember the group Sha-Na-Na? Now, this is going to age you just like me if you don't remember Sha-Na-Na. I was just a kid. I remember watching Sha-Na-Na. That was like a spoof of Happy Days, kind of, sort of. A spoof of the 50s music. And Bowser. Bowser was the bass, right? He was the real deep voice singer. And I remember him, you know, doing wow, you know, wow, 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 wow stuff. Yeah, just like that. So I was trying to think, you know, how could I do another play on words for her? For Bow Wow, but I call her Mayor Bow Wow because it's a play on Bowser, right? That's all it is. I'm not saying you're ugly, because you're not. You're a leftist hack, which makes you ugly, right? You ever been out on a first date and you go, oh my gosh, not seeing this person again. Now, before the internet, I had several first dates like that, where I met them and then... No, it did not work. It did not work at all. And I was very nice to most of them. I really was. You know, I've been on first dates where I went, as soon as they opened their mouth, I'm like, oh man, I'm out. Out. You know why I love Dee? Because she's intelligent and beautiful. Right? Now, I love her. So, you know, the beauty thing is not as important as, but when you first meet somebody, right? When you first meet somebody, or nowadays, let's say you meet online. Now, they could post bogus pictures of themselves online, right? They could post pictures of themselves from 20 years ago. But that's how Dee and I met. We met online. So, I'm not going to mention the website because they don't advertise. Well, let's just say it was for mature people. What's mature? 55 and over? I guess so. I guess that's mature. Anyway, all joking aside. This is not a joke, because January 6th, as I said, was an orchestrated false flag event. So what do people say? You're a kook, man. You're a conspiracy theorist for saying that. And as time goes on, more and more truth comes out. More and more video is revealed that proves it was an orchestrated false flag event. And then they held American patriots in jail for years. Many for years without trial. You cannot do that. We, as American citizens, we have a right to a fast and speedy trial. Right? Guess what, illegal aliens? You have no right to a fast and speedy trial. Oh, you can get your hearing and then you're gone. You leave the country. I mean, you know how many stories I've read about illegal aliens that are arrested for robbing a store, restaurant, right? They're released right back out on the street by leftist-ran cities, and then they rob the same establishment again. I mean, in what reality is that okay? It's not okay. There needs to be consequences for the murderer that killed Ashley Babbitt. And she's not the only one that died. There was another woman that was bludgeoned to death. That's right, beat to death. Oh, but they killed all these cops. No, they did not. If you die months, weeks later from a stroke, or you kill yourself, sorry, that is not the fault of the few people that went on a tour of the Capitol. Yeah, a tour. They did not break in. Now, let me tell you who broke in. The only people who broke in to the Capitol were Black Liberals Matter and Antifa. If you dress up all in black, including covering your face with black, you are not an American patriot. You are undercover. The person that broke the window that Ashley Babbitt went through and was shot, first of all, there was three cops guarding that doorway. There was three cops guarding those doors, right? All of a sudden, one cop speaks into his lapel mic. He's like, then the cops leave it unguarded, right? Then an Antifa member comes up all dressed in black and starts beating on the window. Ashley Babbitt smacked him one and told him to stop, but he broke out the window. Ashley goes through the window, then she's shot by that criminal cop. Not tased, not hit with a baton, shot dead from another. Yeah, the guy's like this behind a doorway. Boom! And shoots her. Yeah, you're a P word. Yes, you are. I'm not going to say it because this is a family show. It just makes me so angry. So, the lawsuit was for $30, and the Justice Department has settled with the Ashley Babbitt family for an undisclosed amount. So that means it's in the millions. May not be 30, but it's in the millions. Now, why would they do that if the Capitol Police didn't do anything wrong? Right? That's right. So last night, Dee and I went to a concert here in West Texas at the Texas Tech Basketball Arena. We saw Sam Wesley, who I did not know was the son of frontman of lead singer Bart from Mercy Me. So we saw Sam Wesley, who was great. We saw Zach Williams, who was absolutely incredible. I mean, what a great performance. And they stole the show. Sorry, Bart, but it's the truth. Zach Williams stole the show. Now, Mercy Me was awesome, okay? I can't say nothing bad about them. I mean, some of their music's been around for 30 years, but they are 25 years, but they're awesome. Very good performance. Very good. Bart admittedly was having problems speaking, you know, probably breathing because of the allergies here in West Texas. And it's a real thing. Now, I don't suffer from them as a general rule, but my brother-in-law does, Dee Jr., and Dee really suffers from allergies. It is a problem. They say pollen here in West Texas blows all the way in from eastern New Mexico. That's a lot. That's a lot. I generally don't have a problem with pollen, but the dust can be a problem. Did all my yard work today?
Well, you should have been wearing a mask,
Dee said. I sprayed the entire house inside and out for buggies.
You should wear a mask,
D, face diapers do not work. I know you won't admit that because you're an RN, but that's the truth. Face diapers do not work. Now, for you, as a nurse, as an RN, for a doctor, they do stop spittle, right? You should wear a mask if you're doing a procedure or an operation. Yeah, you should stop the blood and pus and stuff from splashing into your mouth. You'll notice they, you go to the dentist, they wear face guards, right? Or at least safety glasses. Yeah. And you should, to stop the spittle. I get that. That's what... The mask stops bacteria. It doesn't stop viruses, right? So, yeah, I probably should have wore a mask, but, you know, I didn't have any bug spray. Now, I did wear rubber gloves. Did wear rubber gloves because I did get the poison all over my hands, especially this hand where I was spraying. I know, I digress a lot. We're only 11 minutes and 40 seconds into the Rumble. You ever seen On X where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio? As of right now, I have 7,231 followers. Thank you so much for following me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. You ever notice this? Cat Turd posted this yesterday. It's called a timeline cleanse. And it shows horses in the ocean, right? Horses walking in the water. Timeline cleanse just because they're so cute. Right? You ever see that with kittens or puppies? It is. It's a timeline cleanse because when it's so cool, it's so cute that it can, it's calming, right? And that's what's great about the interwebs. Here's a great story. 40 Trende Aragua gangsters were arrested after following Google Maps to a bridge full of U.S. agents. The gang members were arrested at the Ambassador Bridge connecting Detroit and Canada. That's right, Detroit and Canada. They were not trying to sneak in, just followed GPS onto the heavily guarded crossing. Agents were shocked, but took them into custody on the spot. Michigan is now confirmed as the 25th state with TDA activity, according to law enforcement. They weren't the only ones. 213 illegal aliens total have been taken into custody at the bridge since President Trump took office. And I'm not going to feel sorry for you if you're an illegal alien and was arrested. I'm just not going to feel sorry for you. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Here's D and I at Mercy Me. Can you see it? You can see the ring light. See the ring light? Dude. Okay, there's my beautiful wife, Dee, and my ugly mug. Great face for radio, though. Now, Dee thinks I'm handsome, right? You're such a handsome man. I go, wow, you like big, bald, old guys? That's what you like? That's what does it for you? Yeah. Yeah, that it does. Wow. Okay. That's great. Hey, honey, if that's what does it for you, awesome. I love you. You're beautiful. That's great. But we did have a good time. That was a picture from inside the USA. That's the arena where Texas Tech plays basketball. Haven't been there since one game early in the basketball season. Last November, it was the day after Thanksgiving. That was the only basketball game we went to this year, and they were great. Did you hear this? Speaking of illegal aliens, President Trump signed an executive order saying if you drive a big rig, you have to read and understand English, right? We are not Canada. We are not Kanatistan. We do not have our signs in English and Spanish, right? It irks my A when I see that, like in East Texas or in North Texas. You go to Dallas, you go to Houston. You will see signs in the airport in English and Spanish. There's 170-something nations on the planet. Why don't we just have them in 170-something languages so we make sure we cover everybody? No. There's one reason why we can communicate in the United States of America, and that's because we speak English. Hey, I had in-laws once that had been in this country for like 25 years, and they could barely speak English. How do you function in the United States of America and barely learn English. Could you do that if you went to Mexico? No. You would have to learn Spanish. Not everybody in Mexico, except maybe in the tourist areas, speak English. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. That's not Spanish. That's got to be like Japanese, Chinese, English. If you go to the Netherlands, that's the only place in Europe I've been, they do speak English, almost everybody, right? And they'll ask you straight out. They'll go, Nederlander or Ingles? And I say, English. And, okay, how about that? And they talk to you. I learned like a few words in Dutch, when I was there. I post funnies all the time on the X, and you should check those out because they are funny. Like, listen to this woman. Representative Mickey Sherrill has introduced legislation to require drug testing for Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency. Hey, I think that's great. Drug test me. You know what the greatest thing is about not doing drugs? You don't have to fear being drug tested. You can drug test me. I promise you, there are no drugs. Except for the prescription drugs I take. I do take 4 prescriptions. Yes, because I'm old. I know what you're saying. So here's what I said to this representative. But we're not going to drug test sellout leftist judges, political hacks, welfare recipients, or illegal aliens? Shocker! Shocker! Hey, if you're on the government dole, you should have to be drug tested. And unless you have a legitimate reason for the drugs you take, you do not get any more aid. Now look, I'm not heartless. I don't have a problem with anyone getting aid that legitimately needs it. Let's say you go to war and you come home missing limbs. I don't have a problem with this country paying your medical expenses and taking care of you forever. Yes, you should still be able to get a job. However, if you get your legs blown off, even with prosthetics, there are some things you're not going to be able to do. You're probably not going to be a lineman climbing telephone poles, okay? But there are jobs you can do. Yes. I can't do all the things I used to do. I probably couldn't climb poles if I wanted to. Yesterday, I practically ran up the stairs right before the concert started just to use the restroom. I thought I was going to pass out. Am I that out of shape? If I run up 100 stairs, I'm going to pass out? I mean, I exercise 5 days a week. It's not stairs, though. Yeah. I post great memes all the time, like this one that Gunther Eagleman posted. Let's see if I can make it bigger. Yeah, that's bigger. It shows taxpayer funds going to USAID in this door. Taxpayer funds going in this door. Going out this door to the big D, that's right, to Democrats. They use the USAID as their piggy bank. How do you go to Washington, D.C., making $174,000 a year, and you come home a multi-millionaire? There has to be shenanigans going on. There has to be. Has to be. If you're coming home a multi-millionaire. Look at the AOC, the leftist idiot child. She is a multi-millionaire. How did that happen? You don't deserve to get paid $500,000 to talk for 10 minutes. No, you do not. No, you do not. So that's shenanigans. Is she declaring all that income? That's what I want to know. And here's a good question. Farm Girl Carrie says, when did the arrest begin for all of this fraud, for all of this theft of your money, of my money? If you steal my money, you should be arrested for it. So when are the arrests happening? I haven't seen that happen. On a scale from 1 to 10, rate White House press secretary's first 100 days in office. On a scale from 1 to 10, I rated her 8,793. You know, I watched the press conferences with our new press secretary. And it's so refreshing. The last one, Wiggy Karen, it could not answer a question. And not if it, all she did was read BS out of her three-ring binder. And then the one before her, fake red, circle back fake red. Circle back fake red couldn't do anything either. We'll have to get back to you on that. We'll have to circle back on that. That's how she got her name. Circle back fake red. You want to know how she got fake red? Just look at her roots. The carpet does not match the drapes, okay? Johnny posted this one. This woman is in tears. Her husband is being taken away by ICE after being in the U.S. for 30 years. Is this what you voted for? And you know what I said? Abso-effing-lutely I voted for that. Yes, I did. How are you here for 30 years illegally? In 30 years, you could have applied for a green card. And then, by 30 years, you could have been a United States citizen. But you know what? You don't want to be a citizen. You don't. Now, is our immigration system busted? Yes, it is. I told you the story of my ex-wife, who's Dutch, who went to immigration and customs. It wasn't called ICE back then. It was called, I guess it was just the U.S. Immigration Agency, trying to become a citizen. She already had a green card. And they were so effed up, she didn't get a green card. I mean, she didn't get a citizenship. She never got citizenship. So every 10 years for her entire life, she has to go to the Dutch consulate, right, to renew, I guess, her green card, I guess. She has to get permission from the Dutch consulate, from the Dutch embassy. Then she has to reapply for a new green card. You know what it said on her green card? Legal alien. You heard me right. It was a green card, and it said legal alien. That's what it said. Now, do you think it says that anymore? Probably not. It probably says legal resident. If you are here illegally, you are an illegal alien. And you should be deported back where you came from. We're out of this country anyway. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you? No, I am not. Because if I went to any other country on earth, I would have been put in jail for being there illegally. Do you think you can live in Mexico illegally? No. You want to end up in a Mexican jail? No, you do not. You do not. I guarantee you that's what would happen to you. Do you know you can't even buy land in Mexico? No, you can't. You can't buy land as a foreigner in Mexico. You can lease it for 99 years, kind of like Hong Kong, but you cannot buy land in Mexico if you are not a citizen. So here's the settlement I told you about. Ashley Babbitt. The FBI is now arresting judges who help illegal aliens evade ICE. Is this what you voted for? And I said, abso-effing-lutely. God bless President Trump, A.G. Bondi, Cash Patel. God bless Secretary Kristi Noem. God bless Border Czar Tom Homan. They have closed the border. It is closed. It is 95%. Less immigration illegally, less illegal aliens are coming across the border than ever before. And that's only going to get better because they are building wall. Yes, let's build a wall all the way across the north and southern border. What have I said before? And they're deploying troops to the border. What have I said? We need to send the 1st Marine Division to the southern border. We need to send another division to the, and it could be Army. We don't have that many divisions of Marines. The few, the proud. Yes, we are former United States Marines, like that over there. Like this right here. See this right here? Did you see my tattoo? I don't know if I've ever showed you my tattoo. This is an eagle, globe, and anchor. See the anchor? It's behind the globe right here. See? This is actually a cover-up. I had a tattoo underneath this globe. Michael Washington did that tattoo for me. Last I heard, he's in the San Francisco area. That took five sittings to do that tattoo. And you can't even see it all. It goes from the top of my shoulder. It's on the back of my shoulder over here, front of my shoulder over here,
all the almost to my elbow.
Absolutely beautiful work. Now, the red has faded terribly, and that's my own fault. I should have had sunscreen on it. For a few years after I got it, I sat out in the sun all the time, had a back patio, and did not put sunscreen on. That was probably a mistake. And he offered to touch that up for free. That's so funny. Steve Inman. Check out Steve Inman. See this guy running from the police? Boom! He's tased. He found out. If you F-A-F-O, you know, I saw a gentleman at the convenience store this week. His t-shirt said, security provided by F-A-F-O. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It means F around and find out. That's what F-A-F-O stands for. Dee didn't even know what that meant until I told her. So that guy found out when he ran from the police. And check out Steve Inman on the X. He posts great video all the time. Man with purple hair asks, I am a woman. My pronouns are she, her, and I will only accept those pronouns. I will not call anyone any other way. Thoughts? I said, uh-huh. Dude. And speaking of dudes, look at this. Michelle Michael Malbama complains, it's expensive to live in the White House. Excuse me. Michael Malbama says, it's expensive to live in the White House. Many people don't know. I mean, much is not covered. You're paying for every bit of food that you eat. I know, that's not what he sounds like. Much deeper voice. And I said, how can you tell Michelle, excuse me, how can you tell Michael is lying when he opens his hot dog hole? Do you actually expect us to believe that as president and the first dude, do you actually believe that Bathhouse Barry and Michael had to pay for their food? Do you actually believe that President Trump and Melania have to pay for their food? I mean, I didn't just fall off the cable truck. You know, there ain't no way anyone that is a representative of the United States. You think J.D. Vance pays for his food? No, he does not. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If you're the president or the first dude, you do not pay for your food. Sorry, I don't believe it. They have a staff. Oh, do you think they pay for the guy that cleans Michael's drawers? No, he doesn't have to pay for his laundry. I mean, come on. Well, we have to pay $1,000 a night for our separate bedrooms in the slide house. Yeah, you expect me to believe that? If you believe that, I got a bridge to Forest Hill to send you. I do. I have a bridge to Forest Hill to send you. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Triple X, the opening scene when they jump a Corvette off of a bridge, that's the bridge to Forest Hill. I'm trying to think of the other movie that I saw. It was a great movie with Gerard Butler. I can't remember the name of it now. But he's actually on a public access TV show, and they see him and they recruit him for a local network. Has to be a Sacramento network, because Sacramento is the DMA that, you know, feeds that area, or San Francisco, one or the other. And then Katherine Heigl goes out with this dude for spite. She wants to be with Gerard Butler, but she goes out with this dude for spite. And they drive across the Forest Hill Bridge, probably to Forest Hill. That's the Forest Hill Bridge. And here it is. This is the Forest Hill Bridge. It's the highest bridge in California. I think it's like second highest in the nation. From this bridge to the river, it's like 736 feet. I've walked on that bridge. It's high. Now, I went on it before the seismic retrofit, so they did a lot of upgrades to it to make it more solid for earthquakes. And let me tell you something. That bridge was built because they were going to build a dam in the American River Canyon. That's why they built that bridge. And when I went across it, it actually vibrated when a truck went across it. And that's kind of weird when you're on the middle of the bridge, 736 feet above the river below. All right, that's going to do it for me on the Rumble today. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoy bringing it to you. I do, each and every week. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. We can turn off the lights, the ring light, and the two overhead lights. And I will upgrade that Rumble to the Rumble website. And we'll play some great music for you. I'm going to start with some Mercy Me because they were so great last night. Hopefully the interweb will work so I can bring you some Zach Williams and Sam Wesley. But I have this one on the hard drive. Make sure I've got this thing set up right. Yeah, yeah, okay. Let's play it. Here's Mercy Me, Then Christ Came.
From the internet.
And that's
internet
not it. To you. Okay. Clicked wrong. That is Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thank you to Dish Nut Pat and everyone for broadcasting the show there. And thanks to everyone who makes the Gamebird server possible, without which there would be no podcast. Oh, The Stephen Roy Show.
Like a soldier with no armor, in the middle of a battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker. In the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break, or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song be for him ever since the moment he walked in. Then Christ came. I was searching for a reason to believe that I could ever really matter.
Oh my God, RFD.
I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. To my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough.
Grace can never change. Oh,
let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I fear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I fear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love's all I feel. Oh, let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love's all I feel.
That's Zach Williams on the Stephen Roy Show. Man, great song, isn't it? No, don't worry. I got more to play for you coming up. Got more to play for you. Got some funnies coming up at the top of the hour, and I think you'll like that too. This one's for Dee, who just walked in.
I was so cold and lost, and nothing seemed to ring true. I couldn't bear the cross for everything I've been through. And each day I knew I needed change, but there was no way, no way. Then God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. Suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never gonna be the same when God whispered your name. I can see the sunshine for the first time in a while. Girl, it's like I've been baptized by the warmth of your smile. Well, call it fate or faith, or call it crazy, either way, it's amazing, amazing grace. When God whispered your name, that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. Talk about being saved. Well, suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never gonna be the same when God whispered your name. It's just what I needed to hear, babe. It couldn't have been more loud. When God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. Love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. Oh, suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never gonna be the same when God whispered your name.
Yeah. there you were. In the shadows, holding out your hand, you met me there. And now where would I be without you? Where would I be, Jesus? You were the voice in the desert, calling me out in the dead of night, fighting my battles for me. You were my rescue story, lifting me up from the ashes, carrying my soul from death to life, bringing me from glory to glory. You were my rescue story. You are.
RIAA, bite me.
From the internet to your ears.
There are now even more ways to ask.
RFD.
This sucks.
Go! Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos for all. Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Cable Guy!
This is hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast for May 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2025. It is the rant-free second hour. That means less Stephen. Good tunage. Got a couple funnies for you to play. I just love bare naked ladies, so we're going to play that. And then some Will Ferrell and Starland Vocal Band. Starland Vocal Band is playing here in West Texas. Unfortunately, we're not going to go because, we just got a lot going on. We got two football games. Just went to the concert, told you about. Mercy Me, Zach Williams, Sam Wesley.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K-car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there will always be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep. Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Crafted.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
If I had $1 million.
gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, hey, hey, then you know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. So polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught who wouldn't bite. But you got some better wetting, and I think I might try and nibble in a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight. Stones together makes the sparks ignite. The thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Thank you. before the sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Oh my God, RFD!
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. 'Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Down in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night. You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prisoner shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker.
Why did Amazon send me $20,000?
Oops, yeah, that's what happens when you're playing off the internet, D-Bed. That's what happens!
It's just a piece of paper. It says in God we trust. And a little short felt good, but a lot was not enough. Everybody loved me when I was on the road, and I thought I had everything when I held the gold. But you're not my God, and you're not my friend. You're not the one that I will walk with in the end. You're not the truth, you're a temporary shot. Don't give a second thought. You're not my Lord. Little white lies on a mirror, cut neatly in a row. Medicine that kept me from looking in my soul. I thought you were the answer to all of my despair.
you almost had me 6 feet down, but I'm still breathing air. Oh, 'cause you're not my God, and you're not my friend, and you're not the one that I will walk with in the end. You're not the truth, you're a temporary shot, and you ruin people's lives, and you don't give a second thought. You're not my. Cradle to the grave, temptations all around. But no matter how good the fix, it's gonna take it down. Now some call it a weakness, some call it a sin, but it's all the same. Behind each game, I see your evil grin. You're not my God, you're not my friend, you're not the one that I will walk with in the end. And you're not the truth, you're a temporary shot, and you ruin people's lives, and you don't give a second thought. Not my God. Not my God. You're not my God. No, you're not.
Got the TV on, the sound turned down, and a bottle of wine. There's pictures of you and I on the walls around me. The way that it was and could have been surrounds me. I'll never get over you walking away. Just drunk enough to let go of my pain, to hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I wanna cry. Would it help if I turned a sad song on? Myself would sure hit me hard now that you're gone. Or maybe unfold some old yellow lost love letters. It's gonna hurt bad before it gets better. But I'll never get over you by hiding this way. Cause I've never been the kind to ever let my feelings show. And I thought that being strong meant never losing your self-control. But I'm just drunk enough. Let go of my pain, to hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I won't cry. But I'm just drunk enough to let go of my pain. To hell with this pride, let it fall like rain.
sight. You've got to admit it at this point in time that it's clear. The future looks bright. On that train, all graphite and glitter. Undersea by rail. 90 minutes from New York to Paris. Well, by 76 we'll be A-OK.
What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free. What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious time to be free.
World, there'll be spandex jackets, one for everyone.
What a beautiful world this will be.
first I rise, then I fall. Seems like you don't want the love of this man at all. And it's showing up now, in time.
Last time that we're talked about in this small town drama, it's gone. hugging all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last.
Blue Man Group is coming to West Texas. D and I saw them in Las Vegas and they were awesome. Hey, you have an awesome day. You have an awesome evening. Have an awesome week. Yes. Now you have to.
Thank you.